National Guard troops are driving students to school to help ease a national bus driver shortage. They mostly transport students with special needs. WBUR's Carrie Young checked in with Chelsea Public Schools to see how it's going and how the temporary drivers are settling into their new role.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
When I met Jaime Carrillo and his son, they were waiting for the school bus in their usual spot, on the front porch of the family's duplex. Carrillo's son was a little shy that morning, but he's one of about a dozen Chelsea students who get picked up by a member of the National Guard.
Yo me siento bien y más seguro, y estoy contento por lo por que han puesto los drivers.
Carrillo says he feels safe having a guard member in the driver's seat, and he's glad they can help.
Primeros días, como le dije,
Carrillo says before they arrived, he had to take his son to school most days because the van was arriving at 8. That's 30 minutes late. The district told him there just weren't enough drivers, so they had to drop some kids off, then go back for the rest. Now that the National Guard is helping out, the vans are mostly on time and sometimes early. He appreciates the predictability, and he says he likes seeing the guard members around. They've been in town a lot during the pandemic. They distribute food and help with vaccinations.
Bueno, sí, eso es, yo pienso que es normal, porque más que todo lo que están recién venido.
Carrillo says he thinks the National Guard is welcome. Hearing that is a relief for District Superintendent Almia Beda. She worried about how parents would feel about people in military uniforms picking up kids, especially in this city, where nearly half of residents are foreign-born and some are undocumented.
I always want to make sure that my families feel safe, that our children feel safe. And so I don't want to raise any fear in anyone.
Members of the Special Education Parent Advisory Council in Chelsea had concerns, too, when they heard the National Guard was coming. Angelica Bashour is the group's secretary.
They're dealing with children who are neurodiverse, who have could have many disabilities and may also be part of a traumatic experience crossing the border.
Bashour wondered if the National Guard would have enough training to take care of kids with special needs. The district and the council talk regularly now to make sure they address the group's concerns. And the bus company says the guard members get the same training they give every driver. John McCarthy is the CEO of NRT, Chelsea's bus contractor.
We did do some student management with the guards, so, you know, to identify certain things that are going on in the vehicle. And, you know, they come back and tell us.
McCarthy says his main focus now is driver recruitment. But that seems to be moving in the right direction. He noticed an increase in applications after federal unemployment benefits expired in early September. And he's very excited about one recent change from the Registry of Motor Vehicles. The driving test will now be offered in Spanish.
That was huge. That was a huge shift to allow this testing to be done in Spanish. Now, have we done it in all languages? No, we started with the Latino community only because they work as monitors for us now. And, you know, we'd like to get them behind the wheel.
McCarthy has tested 85 potential drivers since early September. All of them have passed and now drive students to schools across the state. But even with all of this progress, the system still isn't perfect. Jaime Carrillo and his son are still waiting for the bus at their house in Chelsea. It's 30 minutes late. Carrillo says it's the first time that's happened since the National Guard came. Luckily, the van shows up a couple minutes later. Officials at Chelsea Public Schools say delays still happen on their bus routes, even with the National Guard. But at least now, it's more the exception than the rule. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.